Busy day for the player managers as well. Robbie D'Orazio is with us from Connor Sports Management. The Travis Cloke deal was one of the first that was mooted well before the NAB trade period started, really, but it's still waiting to be done. Morning, Robbie.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
We're well. Travis Cloke, it was spoken about last week. It's taken a long time to get to the last day of the trade period. Is it going to get done today?
It finally will, Ox. Definitely Travis has been waiting by his phone, and we would have liked to get it done a lot sooner, but understand Collingwood's position with the two young father-sons trying to get some points attached to the pick that'll be traded across. So, you know, with Joel Hamlin at the Dogs waiting to be done, and now hopefully today we will get Travis done today, and Collingwood and the Dogs should be happy.
So it is Collingwood that has been holding it up rather than the Bulldogs?
Look, to a degree. Like, Bulldogs had a couple of things in the pipeline, obviously Kobe Stevens and Nathan Crovat, another two, but understand Derek Hine probably wanted just some points attached for young Brown and young Dacos, whether they go down that path. So, yeah, we'll wait to see. But, look, points now are making things a little bit slower because, as you know, the clubs can just try and get something attached to those later fourth and fifth round picks.
So explain to people what that means. So is each point in the draft or each spot in the draft comes with a certain number of points which you can
correct.
Then tally up to try to accumulate enough points in the father-son selections?
Yeah, it's a little bit complicated. There is a Excel sheet that sort of gets sent around, but basically, in a nutshell, pick one is worth 3,000 points, and you go right down to pick 100, which is worth 15 points, let's say. I haven't got it in front of me.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're deciding between pick 68 and 75, there might be an extra 19 points attached to that, which in the long term might get you young Dacos. So, you know, that's probably the main reason why it's been held up. But, no, if I'm a Doggy supporter, I'd be pretty excited because I think Trav's a very good player and has a lot to prove.
I know you look after Marley Williams. I was on the understanding that he had a contract offered to him from Collingwood in the early days. That was taken off the table. But now North Melbourne seem to have a little bit of interest in him. Is that correct?
Look, there has been a little bit of interest come late of Marley. Marley just fell out of favour a little bit at the Pies and got injured at the wrong time and the team won and he was in the VFL and wasn't playing great footy. Marley's got a decision to make. I'll head into the office this morning and sit down with both Paul Connors and Marley and we'll look at a couple options.
So there are a couple of offers, Robbie?
Look, there will be a couple of offers and it's up to Marley to decide what he wants to do.
So he has options. Will Hoskin-Elliott's another one. Obviously, it's a crowded field of stars in the west of Sydney. Is he going to stay or go?
Look, Paul Connors looks after Will day-to-day. I'd be surprised if Will stays, though.
You'd be surprised if he stays. So it's
correct.
Okay, so he's another name that we'll be factoring in by 2 p.m. today. Hey, thank you. It's a big day for you. We appreciate it.